News, August 26, 2021. There is some pretty strange news going around and it doesn't seem to have made it into the regular news media. If you are a long-time reader, then you probably know about how I feel about growing human brains in a laboratory. I think the idea is despicable, even if they are tiny ones. I have often said we could be torturing them and not knowing they might have feelings. A recent event was announced and it was the tiny brains were developing eyes which could make out light. Letting these things develop is wrong. First of all, why do it? Are you going to put a homegrown brain into a body someday? I would hope not. The mini brains are exhibiting brain waves and are grown from reprogrammed human skin cells. Hundreds of these brains are being grown in a biology lab at Cambridge. I am sure this is not the only place. It is turning out it is not that hard to create a human brain, and I am sorry to hear that, because more scientists and maybe even regular people might decide to try. Scientists are saying the brains can't think because they lack a body. I say, how would they ever know that? Over the centuries, scientists have been wrong more times than I like to think about. As these brains grow, will they be able or even allowed to reach full size, and if not, would that be a form of murder? If they are allowed to grow, will they go insane from not having access to the outside world? I know I might sound like someone from the Middle Ages to some, but I think this is wrong. Scientists believe it will be possible to develop a microwave-powered spacecraft. Scientists in Japan have figured out how to create drones that use microwaves to fly. This would mean rockets which rely on fuel which makes up 90% of their weight will be able to get rid of that fuel and perhaps add more cargo, if the microwave propulsion system is perfected. I think most scientists know the day of the conventional rocket is quickly fleeting. We simply cannot get to anywhere except perhaps the moon, in a reasonable amount of time using one. If we ever expect to meaningfully explore space, it will have to be by some other means. It turns out microwaves are full of energy, and this energy, which is electromagnetic, can be converted to electricity. So far, the drone powered by microwaves is light, only weighing in at about 14 ounces, but it has helped the power can be increased exponentially, so weight will no longer be a problem. There has been a huge breakthrough which some say is in archaeology, but I say it is in biology. A fossil of a crab was discovered. This in itself is nice, but not the big deal. The big deal is the fossilized brain was still in the crab. Some are saying this is so unusual it could be a first, but I know it isn't, because it has happened once before with a different animal's brain which was ancient and found on a beach. It is a very big deal, however, and it gives scientists a chance to see how this type of brain has developed over the millennia and gives us a clue as to how brains have developed over time in general. Remember the old remote viewing program the CIA was said to have, where participants were said to be trained so they could explore places anywhere in or off-world from the room they were in? Remote viewing is now being practiced in Utah remote viewing instructional services. It is said there are 6 students in the program. According to the instructor, he gives the students a number which stands for the place he is thinking about and asks the students to sketch it. He says he doesn't know how it happens, but the students are able to sketch the target. Every time remote viewing is involved in something, we hear about weird stories about it. Sometimes criminals do odd things besides committing a crime. A man in Turkey had his house robbed. He ran out and chased the men on foot. He was really on foot because he was barefoot. He got exhausted and a car stopped and offered him a ride home. It had a couple of people in it. They took him home and he was very thankful. After he relaxed, he decided to examine the video which showed who the robbers were. He couldn't believe his eyes. It was the men who drove him home. Archaeologists were conducting a dig in Deki Landscape Park in Kujawsko-Pomorskie Voivodeship, Poland. They were searching for a lost battlefield from 1091 AD. To their surprise, they made a very rare find. They discovered a very rare Langskslong knife. The archaeologists believe it was probably Viking. They thought the find was random, because they felt nothing else in the area had any connection to the find. It has been a long time dream to be able to build structures which would be able to fix themselves when cracks and such appear. Now that is becoming a reality as the Imperial College London has created building blocks using a 3D printer. The blocks have the ability to repair themselves. How can this be possible? It is by using self-healing methods from nature incorporated into the building blocks. The inventors talk about self-healing structures and even things like windshields. I think most of us have seen how scientists can tell the different periods of time the Earth has gone through by examining different layers of the Earth. This has worked almost perfectly all over the planet, but there is an exception and it is the Grand Canyon. There is a period of time which should show up but doesn't. This has scientists baffled. The missing time is said to be hundreds of millions of years. This has been known about for at least 150 years. Geologists have named this peculiar happenstance the Great Unconformity. I am sure it is only a matter of time before the mystery is solved. SpaceX is gaining quite a reputation for reliability and is picking up customers. Recently, a company named Intuitive Machines has picked SpaceX to launch its moon lander. NASA had selected Intuitive Machines to put their lander on the moon. The company is a new kid on the block, being founded in 2013.